Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting second, the third baseman, John Castano. Batting third, the first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fifth, the DH, Jose Morales. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Pete Mackanin. Batting seventh, the catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Bombo Rivera. Batting ninth, the center fielder, Dave Edwards. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jeff Zahn. For the Milwaukee Brewers, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second, the shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third, the first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Dick Davis. Batting seventh, the DH, Sal Bando. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth, the catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Mike Caldwell. And now, play ball. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Ward reaches second base with a double. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ward moves to third. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin hits a line drive into right field. Davis picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Davis. Mackanin moves to third. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mackanin scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Rivera trying to get to third. Thomas throws the ball into Gantner, who tags Rivera for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley misplays the ball. That's an error on Smalley. Ogilvie moves to second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ogilvie scores. Davis moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Twins, 1, Brewers, 1. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to third. Bando moves to second. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davis tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Brewers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-1 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bando scores. Gantner moves to third. Molitor moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-1 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into center field. Edwards picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Edwards. Edwards fumbles the ball. That's an error on Edwards. Gantner scores. Molitor scores. Yount moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-1, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-1 in the game. Cooper hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-1, Brewers. John Verhoeven now pitching. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-1 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gantner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bando moves to second. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smalley moves to third. One out. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mackanin hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a pop-up towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Yount hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Weiniger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mackanin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rivera is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Edwards strikes out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Ward hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Brewers. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-2 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bando. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Bando steals second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gantner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Morales reaches second base with a double. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mackanin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Mackanin reaches second base with a double. Morales scores. It's 7-3, Brewers. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mackanin scores. It's 7-4, Brewers. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Moore strikes out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Molitor is called out on strikes. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Yount strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Vic Harris now playing right field. Reggie Cleveland now pitching. Greg Johnston pinch hits for Dave Edwards. Greg Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harris who is chasing the ball. Ward reaches third base with a triple. Johnston goes all the way around to score. It's 7-5, Brewers. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-3 in the game. Castano hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ward tags and scores. One out. It's 7-6, Brewers. Mike Cubbage pinch hits for Ron Jackson. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Flynn now pitching. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Smalley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harris. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Cubbage goes all the way around to score. It's Twins, 7, Brewers, 7. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smalley moves to third. Two outs. Rob Wilfong pinch hits for Pete Mackinnon. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong takes first base on ball four. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Smalley scores. Wilfong moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 8-7, Twins. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Brewers 7. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Cubbage now playing first base. Rob Wilfong now playing second base. Greg Johnston now playing center field. Doug Corbett now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie strikes out. Two outs. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Thomas. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Thomas steals second. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Brewers 7. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnston hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 4-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, a triple, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ward hits a line drive towards short. Yount reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Castano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Brewers 7. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gantner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Brewers 7. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cubbage is called out on strikes. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smalley for the out. Two outs. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Morales hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Brewers 7. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Sofield now playing left field. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Yount strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 9, and Minnesota Twins, 8. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.